details. And who's not today on the Doug Steffen Good Day program? Roberta Fasanelli is hot. Everybody agree?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, good for you, Roberta. Jennifer Horn is hot. Everybody agree?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Rich McFadden is hot. Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Clay Cohen is hot. Everybody agree?
Yes.
Doug Steffen. Dentists agree.
He's flaming hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure. Look at that. Those pictures that are all over the internet. Anticipation of the day, turning possibilities into reality. That's what we're about here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do you have a strong desire today to do something that you didn't do yesterday? You have sort of this ambiguity in terms of deed. Turn it into fact. Turn it into something that convinces you that you can move your desire from just that state of I want to I have done, I am doing. The weak among you, the weak desires, if you know, you say like Will, not Will, Dr. What's-His-Face?
Oz.
Dyer. Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
The Power of Intention.
Yes.
Teaches you to take those weak desires, or maybe you have a strong desire, but you have a weak sense of how to make it happen. So what do you do? Think about, here's a visualization for you. Everybody ready for today's visualization?
Let me close my eyes.
Okay, boss.
We have in the store, the Eastley Farm Dairy Store, a pot-bellied stove.
Cool.
And it is...
Does it need to go on a diet?
Well, it might be, yeah. We'll put it on, make a smaller stove. So in order to get the stove started every day, as with most of these, I have a couple of these little furnaces around the house, wood stoves, that sort of thing. You cannot start a big fire in these things. You just can't. You have to have a little eensy-teensy fire, and then you build it a little at a time. It's never going to be rip-roaring. And by the way, the longest and best usage of the wood is not to have it burn fast, but to burn slowly, letting the heat
right.
come out a little bit at a time. I have these big bonfires in my big fireplace in the kitchen, and yeah, they're cool to watch, but they don't... By the time the hour is up, they burned up all the wood. And, okay, so there was a lot of heat at the beginning and whoosh, gonzo after an hour. Whereas with these little stoves, you get a small amount of heat and it intensifies as it burns longer. That's the idea that may help you with your desires. You have this desire and the intensity grows. You have this desire for a job, or you have this desire to meet somebody, or you have a desire to buy a car, or you have a desire to get closer to your maker, or whatever your goal is. You know, think about the little flame. You have a match, you light the fire, a little bit of flame, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then if you put the right kind of wood in there, it burns hotter. Not faster, but hotter. And in that way, imagine whatever the dream is that you want to come true, and I think that there's an interesting corresponding sort of visualization. Everybody think that that all works? That makes sense?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
I like it.
So I need to start a fire is what you're saying.
I think that's an idea. Richie, I'm holding up to
or just get central heat.
Today, everybody's... Roberta's not logged in, though, right? She doesn't do the streaming of
that Billy Joel song I'm thinking about.
Really? All right, I'm holding up a book, Richie.
Yeah.
You see the book? This is a Roberta book.
Oh. Shop for free.
Yep.
Huh?
How to shop for
how
free.
How to shop. This is a new
That's
book. How to shop for free.
Excellent.
Shopping secrets for smart women who love to get something for nothing.
Ooh, would you send it to me, Dougie?
Kathy Spencer.
Smart
wrote
women.
The book.
I thought that is all women.
We'll take a few examples out of it first, but it's kind of a cool thing, and it ties up and ties into what Roberta does every day in this hour of the program, which is to focus in the Queen of Cheap box at the gooddayshow.com website and also on the air with the great specials that are around where you get things free, that sort of thing.
Yeah, today we have Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
Freebies.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
For Freebies for Veterans
Day. And for active military and their families.
Armistice Day, it was first known in 1921. President Harding requested that flags be flown from sunrise to sunset at half-mast. That was when, that's sort of when all of this got started and continues with a focus on the men and women who have served. A lot of people don't know whether this is counter to Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a general, remember those who have died sort of a day.
I've already seen a couple of people post today on their Facebook, remember all those who have given the ultimate sacrifice on this day.
Yeah, and that's what the day is about.
Well,
some of the stories today
It's for all veterans.
Yeah, it isn't for those who are dead.
That's Memorial Day.
Yeah, it's about people who wear the uniform. American Airlines has an interesting sort of promotion. Most of the people in the hierarchy at American Airlines are former military, so they're very tight in that. They call it the space now. They're in that space. So they have a special thing that they've asked their people to do, both the pilots, who most, I think 74, 75% of them are ex-military, and the people who are flight attendants, and the people at the gate. Whenever anybody comes to the gate to get on a plane in uniform, they put them in the first class line, and if there's a first class seat, they put them in the first class seat. And
Do they check your military ID or anything?
So Clay's going to dress up. That's great.
You're going to go to the, the store?
Costume store.
Seriously, why not?
Yeah, I get it. Okay, I'm certainly glad I brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, big news, Roberta.
Okay, Doug.
From Harry Potter.
Ooh.
Big news. And we'll get to the bottom of whether or not Sarah Palin is going to get divorced. The big D.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. It's 13 past the hour, and good day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo.
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I should have said that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050,
jigsawmagnesium.com. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Koha, Doug Steffen, Harry Potter.
Potter.
Harry Potter?
Apparently kisses Hermione during a fantasy sequence.
Hermione.
Hermione? Too.
Yeah.
Hermione.
Would I call her Hermione?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a hard
Hermione.
Name to pronounce.
It
I
is.
Guess.
And I don't.
I've seen all the movies. I still don't get it.
I make no claims about having followed Harry Potter. I don't. My daughter's read all the books and been to all the movies. I haven't been.
They're good movies.
Any of the movies.
I still don't get the name.
Great. Too violent for young children.
No, not at all.
Well, that's your opinion. I have my opinion. You can
not
have
at
your
all.
Opinion.
And the Harry Potter world.
I said you can have your opinion.
Awesome.
I can have mine. Your opinion is that they aren't. My opinion is they are. However, you might have a more
but
intelligent...
But you haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, exactly,
so
what I was going to point out.
Make that point. That
I can make the point because I've seen little bits and pieces of horrible scenes of monsters.
And Roberta, we all know that Doug loves having opinions on things that he knows very little about.
There's no shoot-'em-up violence.
No, there's
magical
other kinds
type
of
stuff.
The animals eat you up stuff.
No, that'll happen.
Anyway,
yeah,
according to Daniel Radcliffe, the kissing scene was intense.
Ooh.
He says that Emma Watson's enthusiasm in the scene took him by surprise.
Ooh.
I was ambushed, he says.
Oh, man.
He was under the impression the scene would involve slow, sensual kissing, but instead it turned into a full make-out session. He says that Emma Watson is a bit of an animal. She was great, but then I'm not complaining. There are tens of thousands of men that would love to cut off their limbs to be in that position. Is she, what is she, what does Emma Watson look like?
She's very
cute little redhead.
Yeah, she's cute. You would say she needs a hamburger.
Needs a hamburger.
She's going to school just a couple states away from me.
Aw. Maybe you should go find her.
There you go, Clay.
Take her to Cracker Barrel.
All right. 800-510-8255. We're going to have a 2020 television quiz in a moment. First, though, the real story behind the story of Sarah Palin and her husband Todd. To divorce or not to divorce?
Not.
That is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to recent tabloid reports that claim the Palins are on the verge of a $20 million divorce settlement, apparently Sarah's done okay for herself since leaving the soft spot in Anchorage.
With Scylla?
Yeah. $20 million is what she's worth. Couple says in this week's People magazine, the story's just plain untrue.
Yeah, I saw him carrying her purse, and if you're divorcing somebody, you don't carry their
bag. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Huh?
It's a man thing. I mean, men do not like to carry women's purses. He was carrying her purse for her.
At all.
If they were hating
really? That's
each other,
the story?
I
couldn't do that if I knew I were being filmed.
See?
She says,
sorry,
quote,
honey,
I call Todd on the cell phone from the grocery checkout and say, Todd, you won't believe this cover. And he
we're
says,
getting a divorce.
$20 million, write me a check.
Chat room. Our resident comedian Slow Dances with Wolves in the chat room says, it's not a purse, Jen. It's a European shoulder bag.
Okay, so you know what this is? Can I give you the real scoop here? You want to know what the real scoop
is?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sure.
You may have recalled that the story of Sarah Palin's Alaska, the television show.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Learning Channel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It premieres this Sunday. So you think there's any sort of there's a commingling here of information, ideas, and Sarah Palin. Yeah, what's the start? When does that TV show start again? Oh, and what about her daughter on Dancing with the Stars? What's happening there? She's still there. How can that be?
Surprisingly,
she's not that good. Is that what you're saying, Jennifer?
I love Bristol, but she's not the best dancer on the show.
So why is she having... This is a vote from the audience thing, right?
It's a 50-50.
So
50
all of
from
the
Palin, judges, 50%
all
the
Palin promoters are calling to support the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's working?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's the way it works?
Think that way, boss.
Yeah, the way it is. All right, we have every general agreement here. A TV 2020 news quiz coming up. It's 20 after the hour right now, as a matter of fact.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Thank you. To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Medicare.
The cast, the gooddayshow.com video stream, you'll notice that I've been intently looking for the last two or three minutes at a Facebook post and information about a lady named Michelle McPhee. Michelle McPhee, I'll tell you that story in a moment. First, though, the story of John Mayer singing in the background. How many hits has he had?
A lot.
Pop singer, right?
Yeah.
There is a rumor floating around about him every week. He's with somebody different. Rumor of the week is that TV chef Giada De Laurentiis.
No. She's married with a kid.
No. She's forbidden fruit.
She is hot.
She denies really hot. That she has ever slept with him. She may be the only one, however.
I know.
Who hasn't at this point. There is a rumor. It's kind of like a Sarah Palin rumor. Whipped up after Star Magazine started the hookup rumor. To be clear, she said they are not friends and cannot even go so far as to call. She can't call Mayer an acquaintance. They have never met.
Hmm.
Not a sliver of truth to the story. As it were, Giada's married, and she loves her husband. She has a family. She's demanding an apology, or she'll sue.
From who?
From, was it Star Magazine?
Oh.
John's rep told Us Weekly. Is it Us Weekly or US? It's Us.
Us Weekly, yes.
Us, right? Claims are absolutely ridiculous. So how do these rumors get started? This stuff that just falls out of the sky. Somebody says, okay, let's start a rumor. And there are no consequences
There's
to this because
be
you are a public figure. Somebody could say that I was sleeping with Jennifer.
Yeah, but
who said that?
You'd like that.
Yeah,
no.
Like you would deny it.
Well, I would no. I don't want to upset.
Well, you would when Jennifer's dad were present.
With his pipe wrench.
What are you doing hanging around with my daughter? I just think that it's.
Ooh, that would be so creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Would be creepy if I were hanging around with Jennifer.
Yeah, if he was sleeping with Jennifer.
Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't tell him then yet, Doug.
It wouldn't be. Would it be more creepy if I was sleeping with you?
Trying to eat my
no,
breakfast
at least
here,
we're
folks.
The same age.
Right. Well, what does age have to do with it?
Has everything to do with it?
How do you figure that?
I'm sorry, but you and Jennifer—that gives me the willies.
That's like
me too.
Your daughter.
Not. I know. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
it is a little strange.
She's too young, because the cutoff age is my daughter's age. That's it. So I'm just, it's interesting how you take some of this and go with it. Now, I had a couple of years ago, as I was driving around town one night, I was listening to there are two talk stations in Boston. One of them's an AM station, RKO, and the other one's an FM station, WTKK. And a lady who's program director of TKK and I are friends. I like her a lot. She hired this woman who is a crime beat reporter for one of the newspapers in town to do a nighttime radio show. And she has this horrible, horrible New England accent. My God, what a terrible accent.
Yeah, but you live in New England.
I saw her reporting one night on one of the television stations, and I thought, it's kind of interesting. So I started listening to her, and I found, as is the case with so many people on the radio, you can't really judge a book by its cover. The first time, this program is a perfect example. You don't get at all what goes on here unless you give it some time. And that's a lot to ask people to give us some time so that you can hear, or in this case now you can see, what the program is all about. So this Michelle McPhee, she's horrible. Then I started listening to her, and she started growing on me. I put the accent aside, and I started listening. She had some great ideas about conversation in various respects. She's a little bit crazy, but she makes for interesting listening. Now the station's firing her because she's not doing what they told her to do. I don't get in the lap. So I just went to her. This is the new age. I went to the Facebook page to see what she looked like. She's actually kind of interesting. It's just interesting is a good way of putting it. Don't you think, Richie? 28 after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, BlackBerry maker Research in Motion will release its tablet computer, The Playbook, in the first quarter of 2011. Gunning directly for the iPad and Samsung's Galaxy Tab, RIM plans to price The Playbook under $500. In other news, Microsoft's Windows Mobile 7 phones have been met with less enthusiasm than expected this week in the United States. A market research firm estimated that only 40,000 units were sold the first day. In comparison, the iPhone 4 sold 1.7 million units its first weekend, and approximately 200,000 new Android devices are activated every day. Oh well, you can't win them all. And finally, self-diagnose an STD? Yep, there's an app for that. Or there soon will be. A new chip is being developed to test saliva and other bodily fluids for sexually transmitted diseases, which will then connect to a smartphone to display the results. The goal of the app is to help people who are embarrassed or scared to go and get tested by medical professionals. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
After the hour.
I'll let you know if anything changes.
Tune in tomorrow for the next match between Rich and Doug.
Hey, man, what can I... Oh, wait a minute. I just dropped down. I just dropped one, so now
yeah,
one.
We're talking about our various streams and who's
not
watching
those kind of streams, Dirty Thinker.
All right, time for our TV quiz question before we get to how to shop for free. Roberta is going to get your $267 grocery bill down to a penny. That's coming up in a moment, the dumpster dive. Roberta Fasanelli in charge of saving you $267.
And today we have Veterans Day special.
Whatever you have, Roberta. I'm just telling people how much you're going to save them. However you get them there, that's up to you. Here's the question.
He's so delusional.
There are two Darrens that had been over the years in
Ooh,
Bewitched.
And Bewitched? Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Name
that one.
800-510-8255. This is not for you, Rich. This is not
Darwin.
For you, Jennifer.
What did she call it? She called him Darwin.
Not for you, yeah, Roberta. Darwin. Not for you, Clay. Clay
they
wouldn't get it anyway.
800-510-8255.
Name the two actors who played in Bewitched.
Didn't they have the same first name in real life, too?
Why
they
must
looked,
you
they looked alike.
It was
the
I don't want any hints.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
They did.
Two. I almost used a profanity there.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
To Jennifer?
Yeah, because you will not be quiet when I'm doing this. The two Darrens in Bewitched. The actors' names, please. In order to get the swell prize, you can have your Ray Charles CD or your Smokey Robinson CD, whichever you prefer. If you really do a good job, although now it's kind of moot because Jennifer has ruined the atmosphere. Sort of poisoned the atmosphere, if you will, which I usually Roberta does that. Usually it's Roberta who does that. However,
that's a blame me. Go ahead.
800-510-8255. Name the actors who played Darren in Bewitched. All right, Richie?
I like the first Darren better, by the way.
Okay, good for you. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to let's get to the dumpster dive and save on groceries and other things. How many different categories today, Roberta?
Well, today we're focusing on Veterans Day. Wow!
Professor Nelly.
Right. So here she is, the queen of saving, the dumpster diver, the goddess herself, Roberta Fasanelli.
Yes, today is Veterans Day. Let's crank up that patriotic music there, Rich. And we've got tons of Veterans Day deals for veterans and active duty military. For free meals, you can go to Applebee's, Chili's, Famous Dave's, BJ's Restaurant, Outback Steakhouse, Uno Chicago Grill, Ruby's Diner, or Golden Corral.
Wow.
They've all got free meals for veterans, and in some cases, also some deals for their families as well. Veterans Day store deals, Dollar General, Sears, Big Lots, Stein Mart. You all get 10% off at all of these stores with military ID. Veterans, active duty, military families, remember. Sam's Club is giving out free canes for veterans and sports clip, free haircut for veterans and active duty. Lots of activities. Don't forget, today, free admission to the national parks for everyone and free admission to national parks year-round for disabled veterans. And Knox Berry Farm giving free admission to veterans or active duty plus a friend, and that goes through November 25th. So ongoing deals for you. Free admission to SeaWorld, Sesame Place, or Busch Gardens. Sear Portrait Studio giving 20% off for military. Chevy's Fresh Mex, 50% off military discount. These are ongoing things, and this is a really unusual one. Free wedding gown from Brides Across America. This is an ongoing promotion, and they give away, and not to everybody, but they give away wedding gowns, I think through some sort of contest. Most of them are samples and discontinued models, and we have the details for you on DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Lots and lots of great stuff for those who are serving.
Pretty appropriate
country.
For yes, today, absolutely. Very appropriate. This book I'm reading, Kathy Spencer, who is a Boston person, How to Shop for Free. Terrible English. The title should be How to Shop
Free.
Pay
for free.
Right. Okay. So I'm holding the cover of the book up. She's not paying me to do this. I'm just doing it because I believe it is a good public service. Richie, if you got it now that people know I'm holding the cover up, I'll have more people on my side than you have on yours. Here is one of the tips, Roberta, in here. She writes, I always strive for free, but if I have to pay, I don't want to spend more than a dime on a diaper. That's my personal limit, and one you can easily reach if you commit yourself to only buy diapers that are on sale and that you have coupons for. If it's a pack of 40, don't pay more than $4 for the whole package. At that price, you're likely to have enough rewards to cover the cost and pay nothing out of pocket. So you can get, I think you can find things free. If you really look, you can find most anything free or close to being free. Don't you think?
Just about.
Yeah.
Right. Just got to look around. Before you go shopping, always go on the Internet and put in what you want to buy and see what offers you can get.
Another smart way to get meat for less, shop at a local butcher shop. Many independent butchers are realizing that in order to compete with the big store deals and other sales on meat, they have to lower their prices. If you find a great per-pound price at your local butcher shop, buy in bulk and stock up. Do people have big freezers anymore still?
I do.
Oh, we do. Yeah, I do.
You buy things. We used to, when Tony and I were married, we got our meats and things, produce delivered by a company that came once a month. They filled up the freezer, you paid them, and you never had to go to the store. That was in vogue more than I think it is now. Anyway, so this book is How to Shop for Free. I hold it up again for your listening and dancing pleasure. If you're online watching the GoodDayShow.com feed, then there it is. Okay, our question for Jennifer Does Her Television Report has to do with the two Darrens who were in Bewitched. Name the actors, if you will, please. 800-510-8255. Tommy is in Blackshear, Georgia. Tommy, where is that? Tell us where Blackshear is.
It's in the southeastern part of Georgia, close, about 90 miles from Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah. And you are a regular listener to the Good Day program, are you?
Yes, I just happened to tune in this morning. I do listen periodically.
Oh, you do? All right. So you have the answer to our question identifying the two Darrens in Bewitched. What are their names?
The two Darrens that starred in Bewitched, one was Dick York and the other one was Dick Sargent.
That is right. And Jennifer said something off the air, which I've often thought myself, they both looked amazingly alike.
They looked so much alike.
You notice that?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
really did. They looked a lot alike. And one of them, I think, which was the one who died? York died first, right?
That was the one that was into boys, right?
Was it Dick York who was? Why did you? Why did you bring?
Well, no, I was.
No,
with,
now that she mentions it, I
one of them. I don't know if one or both were. Yeah.
Didn't he die of AIDS?
Yeah.
That was a better. That'd be a more tactful way of saying how he died, rather than saying, "Ah, he was into boys."
Well, no, I was just wondering.
Wondering what? You knew he
which,
was into boys. You
no,
said that
I wondered
scandalize.
Which one.
You wanted to start
I
a scandal.
I didn't know if it was York or Sargent.
No, you wanted to start a scandal.
Oh, Lord.
Right? Isn't that true, Tommy? Didn't you think that she wanted to start a scandal?
No.
I think I'm going to avoid that one.
Good job.
You know,
I didn't
realize this.
At all.
In 1968, he suffered a debilitating back injury.
Yeah.
On the set of They Came to Cordura. Mm-hmm. Causing him increasing pain, and then he collapsed on the set of Bewitched, mm-hmm. finished the season out, and decided to leave the show to devote himself to his recovery.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so do you like Ray Charles or Smokey Robinson better? Your pick your poison, Tommy.
I think I'm going to go with Ray Charles.
Good Ray man. Charles, Rizzy.
Good choice. Yeah.
Give that man a Ray Charles CD. Hey, Tommy, good to have you there. Enjoy your day. Be safe, all right? Hold on just a second, and probably Michael will be the next one who will talk to you. So the two Darrens, Dick York and Dick Sargent. Coming up in a matter of moments, Channing Tatum. Nah, I don't want to talk about him. He annoys me.
I have so much good TV news.
Do you have any Kourtney Kardashian news?
No. Is she pregnant?
Do we have any more? I don't know. She's naked most of the time, it looks like. I don't want any more Conan stories. I've had enough of that.
All right. We'll just say that his ratings were down 30% on Tuesday.
That's okay.
No more Conan.
By the way, Dick York died in 1984. Dick Sargent died in 1994.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What a coincidence. Same day, maybe there was a conspiracy.
Not the same day. There was no conspiracy.
No concern. Mm-hmm. You know what? Actually, I want to break that rule. There's an interesting story about Conan and Leno that has come out as sort of a new book written by a guy named Bill Carter called A War for Late Night. And it's pretty revealing, so maybe we'll touch on that just a little bit. All right, Jennifer?
Fine.
Is that all right? Okay.
All right. We have so many things to talk about.
The other non-television, but yet there's tons of people stories today. I find this one interesting. Hugh Hefner has to sell the Playboy Mansion mm-hmm. and his collection of artwork because he owes $115 million.
Ooh.
Wow.
Which Playboy Mansion?
Is there more than one? The big one in Chicago, right? Or are you talking about L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah. Is it L.A.?
He's in debt for $115 million. Wow. And he has 16 months to pay off investors. What do they do after that? Shoot him?
Man, talk about a business that the Internet killed.
Gonzo.
Oof.
Yep. Guy that was really high, and the man was worth $400 or $500 million at one point, and now he owes $115 million. He's got to sell off his assets. What a shame. 17 before the hour. Jennifer next with Television in the Focus here on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to Moon as Pancake is to
Spice Rub.
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct.
Ooh.
All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards Card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000.
14 before the hour. This is supposed to be a television thing, but you found it at the wrong place. Nice going, Rich. Kevin McKidd, who plays Dr. Owen Hunter in Grey's Anatomy, going to become a director. He's going to air. He's going to direct some of the episodes that will air in February. Is that a big deal?
That's a big deal.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
For some people. Yeah, if you for his mom.
All right. So this book about Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno, pretty interesting stuff. The book has come out. There's another one of these books just out this week. Hot off the presses. Here's one of the juicy excerpts. You ready?
Ready.
Let's hear it.
On O'Brien's reaction when NBC executives asked him to start the Tonight Show at 12:05, Conan did have something he really wanted to say, something that had been almost burning a hole in his chest. What does Jay have on you? Conan asked, his voice still low, his tone still even. What does this guy have on you people? What the hell is it about Jay?
Ratings, Conan.
Neither of the NBC executives had an answer for that. They cast their heads down. Conan thought they were working at looking sympathetic following some lesson that had been taught at a corporate school. That's a bit. That's just one piece. All I should do is take little excerpts from this and read one of them a day just for the fun of it. What do you think?
I like it.
I'll pick a few here and there. Meanwhile, Jennifer would like to update you on things that are more relevant.
Not to interrupt Jennifer, but can I give you one little tidbit? Jennifer, I'm sorry.
So, Rich, you're going to take time away from Jennifer's report?
10 seconds.
How dare you?
I've got the Today Show up on the television up in the studio here, and they just had Kanye West on to react to George Bush saying that Kanye West comments were the most hurtful thing in his whole administration. Okay, so Kanye West is on trying to apologize. Now they have Pat Tillman's wife on. What do you think Kanye West and Pat Tillman's wife were talking about in the green room? What kind of conversation do you think they could have? All right, Jennifer, I'm sorry.
Hey, okay. The soap opera Days of Our Lives has been renewed for 2 more years.
Yeah, but then it's going to end.
It is?
Yeah.
Been on the air for 45 years.
Exactly. They're doing like a 2-year wrap-up.
What do you know about the new game show Million Dollar Money Drop?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you ready?
I'm not speaking anymore.
No, she said. You heard her whisper, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. God. Right. 4 pages of stuff.
Let's go, baby cake.
All right, so the big scandalous story today is about Entertainment Tonight, because remember Mary Hart's leaving, and there was a big rumor that Laura Spencer had been her replacement. Now, Laura had already moved her family out to Los Angeles. Mm. The producer of the show, Linda Blue, was already, you know, it was a deal. It was done. Yeah. Well, Nancy O'Dell, who I interviewed and was very nice, she went around the back of all these people, and her agent went straight to Les Moonves, who now decided to give Nancy O'Dell the job.
So, wow.
It is like a humongous feud. Plus, good news, what's your name, Doug? One of your favorite shows is coming back to TV.
Which one?
Wild Wild West.
Really?
Yes,
really?
They're doing a big remake.
Is your buddy Bob Conrad going to star in it?
I think he's going to be a little upset, actually. But we'll find out today when I see him. They're going to use the CSI executive producer, Noreen Shankar, and the guy that developed Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica?
Uh-huh. And they're going to try to have the same success that they've done with Hawaii Five-0. They're going to try to do the same thing at CBS with the Wild Wild West.
Really?
Isn't that kind of cool? Yeah. Bruce Springsteen fans, even though Robert already
knew
about this.
Does lightning strike twice?
Sometimes. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen fans are excited because he will be performing a rare late-night performance with Jimmy Fallon. He'll be performing most of his CD, plus chatting with the host. That's November 16th. And Hazel's coming to Broadway.
Hazel, the old Hazel?
Yeah, they're
doing
a revive.
So is Nancy O'Dell on our list of bums today?
No, I like Nancy O'Donnell's dad.
Yeah,
she's really nice.
51 after the hour.
Yeah. Oh.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Money Pit theme playing in the background, or it could be the foreground. Richie, if you crank it up, we could all sing.
Money Pit.
Come on, Honey Pit. No, wait a minute. I was too soon. Money Pit.
No matter how loud I play it, you will always be in the foreground.
Come on, Honey Pit. The Money Pit. Okay, so Tom Kreitler is here.
Good morning.
Who is the less than attractive half of the hosts of the Money Pit radio program.
He's right, Tom.
Radio,
so yeah,
she's
pretty hot.
We talked to your hottie half yesterday.
Yeah. I heard.
Yeah. Your partner, Leslie Segretti.
I never heard that referred to before as the hottie half.
The hottie half.
I'm sure she'll be happy to know that.
And I was very pleasant to her. I didn't flirt with her. Well, I did
a little.
Not too bad. I flirted with her more than I flirt with you.
Tom, he invited her to come live at his house.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that's usual.
Yeah. Well, he didn't tell her that she was going to make her milk the cows.
Right, yeah.
No, I just wanted her to help me around the house, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure.
All right.
Let's get to how to trim your winter heating bills. I have a couple of suggestions. May I start, or would you like to start?
Well, you can go right ahead, Doug. It's your show.
Burn your house down?
Yeah, and that's not such a good idea.
That would heat it up, though.
No, but speaking of burning wood, you know, one of the things that we like to
wait
use...
Wait a minute, you only gave me one opportunity.
Yeah, that was more than enough.
Hey, it's kind of like my TV report.
Speaking of burning wood. Yeah. We're all
all right, go ahead.
No, fireplaces. You know, they're very popular this time of year, but what folks don't realize is that fireplaces are generally not a very energy-efficient thing to have. I mean, they're great, they're fun. You know, they're enjoyable, but that vent, that chimney that's open, the damper, that takes all the heated house air.
Along with Santa Claus, up the heat goes.
It takes it all up the chimney. So if you're not using the fireplace, you've got to close the damper.
All right, so here's on the serious side, though, just for a second, and then I'll let you finish. We were talking earlier, I think it was the beginning of this hour, wasn't it, when I used the... Yeah, I used a sort of simile, if you will. I took the idea of a stove, a wood furnish, if you will, and have people visualize in their mind how you can take an idea and either you compare it to the fireplace where all the heat goes up the chimney.
Right.
Or you take the stove and put wood in, and it burns slowly and much hotter.
Right.
It takes a long time to burn up that wood because it is a controlled burn.
Right.
That sometimes applies to things in life. So would you like to take it from there?
Yes, a controlled burn. Well, I mean, it's true that you can have a very efficient wood-burning stove that squeezes every available BTU out of the lumber in which you put.
Right.
So I would suggest that if you're going to have a regular fireplace, use it strategically. If you have a highly efficient wood stove, by all means, enjoy it. Most basic thing right now, get your heating system serviced. A lot of folks don't recognize this, but it's a gas-fired system. It's an oil-fired system. It's fossil fuel, just like your car. And we all know what happens if we don't tune up our cars, right? They use a lot of gas. They don't run. They run unsafely. The same thing happens with your furnace or your boiler. You got to have it serviced every year. If it's not running cleanly, it's not going to get all of the available energy that that fuel is providing into your house. You're basically sending the dollars up the chimney. So get that done. If you don't have a programmable thermostat yet, that one single improvement can cut your heating bill by 10%. So that's an easy thing to install, you know, basically an hour's worth of work, and you're done. Improve your insulation. Now, insulation in most homes, not enough. Do you know how much insulation you really need? 19 to 22 inches. Now, how many people have that much insulation in their house?
Wow. Really?
Yeah, 19 to 22 is what the Department of Energy recommends. And most folks have just enough to kind of get to the top of the ceiling joist, but they don't put it above that. And generally, what you want to do is carve out that area of your attic and use it for storage. That you use for storage, you only have a little bit of insulation there kind of to the top of the ceiling joist. But for the rest, double it up, put additional insulation in, put it perpendicular to the ceiling joist, to the existing insulation, so you really build up that 19 to 22 inches.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
You're talking about the ceiling over the second or third story, not the roof itself.
That is correct.
Line. Because if you put on the roof line, that
bad idea.
Is a real problem, right? What does that
That's
do?
Correct. You insulate between the heated and the unheated space. That's the barrier.
Yeah.
So unless your attic is finished, you never, ever put insulation up into the roof rafters. It will cook the roof shingles and like maybe cut out about 50% of their life if you do that.
Right.
Plus, it's not doing you any good.
No.
So, I mean, that's the hot ticket with that. Windows, window coverings, all important. You know, you still got a month to take advantage of the energy tax credits. If installing new windows is not in your budget, try to seal them up. And by the way, one of the easy tricks of the trade on this, if you have really drafty old windows, get temporary caulk.
Right.
It's like temporary weather stripping. You caulk it on, and then you can peel it off in the spring.
There are those people who put the storm windows on the inside of the house, too.
That, too.
Close
that
to the outside.
That
Tom Kreitler, radio host for the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, here helping you out. Better Living on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.